SBS Dutch, woensdag en zaterdag om 11 uur 's ochtends of online op elk gewenst tijdstip.
If I can start by saying that my care was the name has been around for 15 years, and it was developed by the CEO and the president at the time, and registered because they knew, or it could be foreseen, that the Dutch population would eventually decline. So although the Dutch population are continuing to migrate to Australia, certainly not in the numbers that they did post-Second World War, and they're not ageing. That was the instigator 15 years ago. Then probably about 4 years ago, a lot of work was done around the concept of MyCare, and that was also partly a response to the aged care reforms, which were introduced in 2012. I guess the last reason is that Dutch care has a well-established, reputable understanding within the aged care industry and within the population at large. And given its level of expertise, there was every reason that that expertise could be transferred to other ethnic communities. That's not to say we understand all the cultural, you know, specific behaviours. What it does mean is that we understand what culturally responsive care is and the things we need to do to ensure that's implemented. So that's how my care came about.
Yeah, the specialised ethnic care, that's an enormous market, right?
It is. It's Australia-wide, the figures are 30% of those over the age of 65 are from a background other than English, so from a cold background. But in Victoria, that's a little higher. That's almost 35%, and there are some municipalities in Victoria where it comes close to 80%. So it's huge numbers here, especially here in Victoria.
So you've already started to cater for other ethnic communities. What do you find the biggest challenge there?
Probably our staffing. We are always trying to attract staff who speak the same languages as the people we provide services to. So one example is providing services to Italian elders. That's an area that we find it very hard to attract staff. And I think the reason for that is that the Italians are here in large numbers and have been here much longer than most other ethnic communities. And the Italian young often don't go into this type of work or don't speak Italian anymore. And we're not seeing Italian migrants, for example. So staffing would be the biggest issue. But then if I talk about the Indian population, staffing is not an issue at all. We have a number of Indian-speaking staff already, and you may be aware that we're also entering into a partnership arrangement with the Indian community to establish an Indian-centred care, residential care in Noble Park.
So like as an organisation, you have to be very flexible because you have to cater for all those different nationalities.
That's right. But we're able to apply the same principles, the same, you know, techniques. Our values are the same, regardless of which ethnic community. And that is that we provide services in the language that they understand, that we all understand, say. And we provide the things which are familiar and comfortable. So, you know, the decorations within a building, perhaps the colour schemes, the garden layouts, the food, the music, the festivities, the religious days, or even practices that need to be respected and honoured.
Can you just give us an idea like how big the organisation is now, like how many people are working there, how many clients you have?
Yeah, we have about 400 staff, most of them are part-time, and on a daily basis we say we service about 1,000 people, and that's because we also have a service called Community Visitors Scheme, which is throughout the state of Victoria, and our reach is very wide. And for that one, it's mostly the Dutch population, but we're also servicing people from other cultural groups as well.
Like what kind of services do you offer?
Well, it ranges from people living independently within their own home, so that's a home care service. Then we have planned activity groups, so that's still people living at home who need some assistance during the day. So they come to us, usually for around 4 to 6 hours a day, not every day. We also have retirement living. So we have a number of villages throughout the metro part of Melbourne, mostly in the east and then again in the south. Then we have residential services as well, which is our aged care homes. So we often say we do the full spectrum of aged care, so from independent living to, you know, residential living at the end of the cycle perhaps, or when people require more assistance. It doesn't have to be at the end of the cycle, it's just depending on people's health needs.
Just to give our listeners an idea, does every ethnic community, do they have their own retirement village?
No, not at all. You'll find that those communities that migrated after the Second World War, so if we look at the Polish, German, Dutch, Greek and Italian communities, all of them have residential facilities, but our newer communities don't. And that's partly because of the political sort of economic situation was different, and there was funding, and the policy of the government at the time was enabled some funds to go to these organisations to help establish these facilities. That no longer exists. So the newer communities, so if we talk about the Indians, that would be the first. There is a couple of Arabic type facilities, but you know they're not widespread. I'm not sure about the Macedonians, and then I know the Serbians don't have a facility, so the list goes on.
Are they going to be like living together in sort of one village?
Well, some do. There are some clusters, what we call clusters, and that's groupings of people. There are multicultural facilities as well, where people are encouraged to come from a variety of different cultural groups. And then there are the generalist services who provide some services to people from a cultural background as well. So there's a range of options. Where we differ is that we're very committed to language and culture, and we really believe that because our services are around providing comfort and care, that it needs to be done in a way that the individual or elder wants it to happen. And if you have that cultural background, you have a deeper understanding, I think, of what those requests mean and how to address them. Nothing is too difficult for us, I guess, is our
motto.
Our approach.
Okay. What is the ambition of MyCare?
Well, what we're trying to do and what we hope to do with MyCare is provide services to people who migrated to Australia, and to stretch our scope of service from the point of entry, so the point of arriving to Australia, to aged care. So we will be looking at young people, children services, for instance, settlement services, possibly employment, that might be something for us in the future, but certainly training is another area. And anything that is, if a community group approaches us and says, can you offer us this, we will try very hard to do that within our scope.
So it's not just going to be aged care anymore?
No, we will be moving into a whole range of areas, yes.
Okay, last question. You already mentioned that the 1st of October is going to be a big day for you. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Oh, yes. The 1st of October is a big day. We're celebrating the anniversary of Dutch Care, and that will be a 20-year anniversary. But we're also celebrating the official start date of MyCare. So there will be lots of celebrations for a few days, actually, not just on the 1st of October. All our friends and family, staff, volunteers, residents, clients are invited to join us in those celebrations. And notices and letters will be sent out. So it's going to be a momentous day for us.
Yeah, and the end of Dutch Care.
Well, interestingly enough, not quite. And that's because Dutch Care is such a well-respected organisation. MyCare will be the organisation, but we will also retain the business name Dutch Care, and some of our services will still be under the Dutch Care logo. So we're not quite losing Dutch care. It's still important to us.